Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of one. Believe me, I had to practice because I'm used to going. I'm here until the hour of 11:09 to 11:09. Now, we're still in the switching process, at least mentally for me. And for those of you that are caught off guard, Mind the Gap, comedy-wise, we just decided it's a weekend thing now. And yeah. And it's on the bright side, even more bright side. Well, I would be sleeping by now, thank you very much. But even on the more bright side, I have, there's no I in team, we have 2 hours. And we have a lot, actually, to talk about that. The 2 hours don't seem to be enough. And also, even on the more bright side, it's weekend, so we got to listen to some of the gems. Not the micro disease causing microorganism. No, not the gems as in gemstones that some people started their business with and then started claiming they started their multi-million dollar empire by selling sweets. Not the, that type of gems. This is more of an, you know, musical, you know, we're talking musical. We are going to be here until the hour of 11. And as always, what is going to happen here is, no seriousness. The day may have changed, but Mind the Gap is just not for seriousness. And, one thing that I also like to point out, and I think it's also worth pointing out is that, if you're one of those people that is easily offended by jokes, may you get offended all the time. So that so that your heart can explode. Because the more of you people that don't like jokes, the more of you die, the more we will remain with people that like jokes, and then my industry can thrive. I know at this point you're going, oh my God, why would he say that? Exactly. You are the right people that I'm talking to. Now, people like you that are always going, oh my God, he hurt my feelings. You see? Who just keep saying things that hurt your feelings so that your feeling can get hurt, so that your heart can get hurt, so your heart can explode, so you can attend your funeral, you know, eat kapana. Well, so the both of you... Now, I think at this point, it's safe to say that comedy is like... Well, has its own, you know, weeding process. So for the bunch of people that don't... like comedy, especially those ones that are easily offended by pretty much everything, including someone breathing. my wish for you is, keep getting angry. Just keep, don't give up. Keep getting angry. Actually, you are not getting angry enough. Because, you know, a real, you know, angerer. That's a real word, right? A real angerer must get so angry to the point where their heart can go kaboom. And then, you know, funeral, blah, 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 may your soul rest in peace. We all know it's getting tired in hell. But anyway, may your soul rest in peace, blah, 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 and all that. Problem solved. And then those ones that understand humor can laugh and have that emotional risk, you know, emotional relaxation that comes from, from having a good time of laughter. And then they will live longer. Biologically, this is very true. Why? It's because it is said by experts that, when you are super stressed, there's a type of a hormone that is called, I think it's called cortisol. Something like that. It's known as a stress hormone. So every time that you are stressed because I hate that guy's jokes, that, you know, that hormone is getting pumped in your bloodstream. Not my bloodstream. No, your bloodstream. Because you are the one generating the damn anger. Now, this is why I like Mother Nature now. When you get super angry and super stressed, that hormone is being generated in your bloodstream and is slowly eating up your muscles. So the more angry you get, the shorter your lifespan is gonna be, and the sooner you die, the sooner we are going to show up at your funeral and, you know, cry crocodile tears, you know, the tears that will make us go, oh my
my God, he was so young.
How are things looking at the kitchen?
Oh my God, he was so young. There is food. Okay, so we see that he's crying. I think he's too angry to eat.
Careful now. Careful now. I will make mistakes in life, but not refuse food because some idiot died, you know. A preventable death. Now, if your death was an accident, we are going to feel really sad. But if it's something you should have prevented, well, that's on you. Look.
Everyone have a very, you know, everyone, I mean,
life is a race against time. We don't have time to
feel sympathy for someone that just, you know, asked for it. I'll give you an example. You know, my all-time example. Village people example. It's weekend, right? Let's talk about weekend now for, you know, let's talk about weekend for a while now, shall we? This is the time when people spend their hard-earned saving and then buy a bottle of alcohol, and on the bottle, it's literally there. It's there. Drinking reduces your driving ability. Now, this educated moron will just finish all this bottle and then hope, think that the label in the bottle is wrong. And, while there have been a lot of people that have, gotten into accidents after getting drunk and thinking they can pull off a Vin Diesel corner, at the corner, he will think, you know what? I'm an exception. I can do this. Well, some people, when they drink and drive, they get in accidents. Nah, I am built different. Now, you see, for people like that, when you die, excuse me for just showing up at your funeral just to eat. You see, first of all, the food didn't offend me. Even if you are my enemy, my grudge is with you, not the food at your funeral. Now, see, the food at your funeral is just as innocent as the one of those angels on the right hand of God the Father himself. Now, what I'm going to do is I'll go chop that food. I swear, I'll go chop that food and come back, you know, and put on my status. Oh, he was so young. He was so young. Why does this keep happening to very, very, very young people? But deep inside, I know that, well, if it wasn't for that guy dying, man, haven't eaten meat in a while. Because, well, the budget is tight. The economy is tight. So, now, that's my very long and comical way of saying, it doesn't matter who your father is. It doesn't matter, you know, if you have a Bible open up on the passenger seat. If you get drunk and you drive, chances are very high you're gonna die. I know this is the part where modern presenters, those ones now that care about, you know, about political correctness. That's where they like to go. Oh no, you will pass away. No, you're gonna die. You're welcome. Therefore, oh my God, you cannot say that. You don't say die. You say pass away. Who cares whether you die or pass away, or you know, he's now in a better place. Although that's the only part that I really like about modern funeral processions. He's now in a better place. That part is true, guys. The only difference is, what constitutes a better place? Other people like to go with, well, he's somewhere, you know, now swimming in a river of milk and honey with 77 virgins. To some people, that's the better place. And to some people, this is, you know, well, he's now with the angels, just, you know, some wings popped up on the side of their arms, mostly depicted at the back. At the upper back, not the other back. You leave that one out of this. That's, you know, singing hallelujah somewhere there, you know, up in the skies. To some people, that's a better place. Now, as a comedian, every time that I hear someone, someone at a funeral saying, he's now at a better place, I don't say anything because, well, I know that, well, we are at a funeral. So I don't say anything. if you ask me what better place this poorly, you know, dearly departed is, the answer is going to be very short and simple.
He's in heaven. Heaven just got another angel.
This idiot just got in a fight with someone after being caught with in someone's house with someone's wife. Which angel did that heaven? Which heaven are we talking about? We must be reading about a different heaven because this guy, did you even know this guy or you're just here for the food? Because there's no, if this guy is an angel, when I die, I'm becoming God himself. That was the most mischievous idiot to ever walk this earth. And Adam, his heaven just gained another angel.
By heaven, mean hell? Sure.
Now, as for me, every time, now the comedian part of me, every time that I hear someone say, ah, he's now at a better place, what I'm thinking about is, technically, that is true. Because, well, the surface of the earth here, man, there's a lot of responsibility. Well, there's water bills, the electricity bills, there's a family responsibility, and then throw in Mujolo and geopolitics and all these things. There's a lot of pain. But in the grave, rent free. No water, you know, City of Windhoek doesn't, you know, doesn't bother you anymore. Karen doesn't bother you anymore. Namra doesn't bother you anymore. You're just there chilling and enjoying your life. Actually, you know, it's the maggots enjoying their lives on you. But just look on the bright side here. Well, you are resting in... Let's also correct one thing here. I did warn all of you that this is going to get dark. You know, whoever came up with it, look, there are phrases that are very nice, you know, very interesting to look at. Like, who came up with this? Like, the words are too geniusly weaved up together to form this phrase. Take, for example, rest in peace. We all know that, rest in peace. I have a sneaky suspicion that word is missing, you know, that phrase is missing a letter. It shouldn't be rest in peace. It should be rest in pieces. Now, before you come after me, just hear me out. Just hear me out. Anyone that has done biology in school or agriculture knows that as soon as you get buried, there is this thing called decomposition. Now, what is decomposition? It's a breaking down. Let's just stop the definition there. Not because, not because I'm an English expert, because I can't remember the whole definition. It's a breaking down of blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is, everything is summarized on the word breaking down. So, actually, we would be very right if we replace rest in peace with rest in pieces. Because, well, we all know that our dearly loved one is resting in pieces. Now, if you just lost a loved one, just this is a terrible, terrible coincidence. This is before you start sending, you know, lightning and thunder and heavenly slap my way. Please don't. Thank you very much. Let's not do that. Let's just focus on one thing, right? You know, and that's comedy. Now, where was I? Yeah. Corniness of the English language that for most of us just, ended up adopting the language without first looking at these words and phrases like, letter for letter and word for word to try and understand where the heck is this coming from. Rest in peace is somewhat debatable. But if we just changed, if we just added one letter to rest in peace and remove the and actually remove that E and replace it with an I. And then I remove the A and replace it with an E. Yeah. I think now we would be spot on. Funerals would be very dark and gloomy. I'm not saying they're not already dark and, they would be even darker and gloomier. And another word that we don't seem to, another phrase that we, we don't seem to question much is fast food. Fast food. Okay, let's just face the reality here. I know that, people don't like to be called fat these days. You know, I'm not fat, I'm thick. I mean, I like the language, you know, manipulation and all that. You know, I'm not he, I'm a they. How many are you? I'm alone. At this point, you need English classes. Like kindergarten level English classes. They, you are alone. They is usually many. You're welcome. This is my genius, and it's not going to kill me. Now, here's the thing. Whoever came up with fast food, and this is something that have been pointed out like 1,000 times, whoever came up with the phrase fast food was a marketing genius. I mean, I read that meme about, 2-3 weeks ago. I can't forget it. If you eat fast food every day for a month, we all know you are not going to be fast. You're going to be fat. And you're not going to be fast. And you are not going to be fast. And I can't say this enough. You are not going to be fast. But we just all went decided to go along with fast food. No, it's not. It's not fast food. Actually, that title belongs to what we call traditional food. You see? This is my wisdom. Traditional food should be called fast food. Because if you eat a lot of traditional cuisines, you are not going to deal with over 50 to 80, if not 100% of the, you know, health problems that comes out of what we now know as fast food. Now, just hear me out. I'm not a health expert. If you take health advice from me and then you end up, you know, being with an emaciated belly, that's not on me. That's on you. Here's the thing. It's not rocket science. One thing we've come to learn is that if you market something well enough, people will buy it. I've told, for those of you that are a regular listener or listeners of Mind the Gap, I've given you the story of Pelesi, the company that, the PEP of US. You know, they have all this low budget affordable stuff for, affordable stuff for, for the regular consumer. They just took their shoes from the very same shoes they were selling in their regular shops. And then they changed the spelling from Payless to Pelesi, so it sounds French and Italian. And then they marked up the price on some of the products by 4,000%. So now, you have a shoe that is costing $300 in one shop in Namibian dollars. And then, that shop is called Payless. They moved those, the very same products in their new luxury brand shop that they called, Pelesi. And then the price tag on some of the products changed from 300 Namibian dollars on average to 5,000 Namibian dollars to 8,000 Namibian dollars. Well, guess what your social media influencer said about the very same product? This shoe looks very sophisticated. It wasn't. It was the very cheap one they were criticizing the previous day. And the beauty of it is, They took a video of everything. Every time that I want to listen to an influencer who is telling me about Forex and all that and blah, 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 I just go to that video and go like, gosh, nope, we're not doing this. I'm not saying I'm not listening to you. I'm just saying I'll listen to you and all at the same time go out there and do my own research. Actually, that's what we should be doing. That's what we should be doing. Now, moving on. Fast food, that title, belongs to what we call traditional food. Because we all know that if you eat a lot of that, aka traditional food, you are going to be very fast and healthy. And that's because it has extra protein coming from cockroaches, spiders, and, you know, accidental ants. You know,
All that is extra protein. At this point, you're saying, oh, well, I'll just buy something that's in a package because it doesn't have any insect parts. Oh, boy, do I have bad news for you. Actually, there's something called, is it, instant, insect fragments per gram. Yeah, you can look that, you can look that up. Now, one of my favorite article is on the Food and Agriculture Administration. FDA, Food and, Food and Agriculture Department, the U.S. organization that regulates a bunch of things that, we eat, mostly from the, the one that we tear out of packages. Now, here's the thing though. It doesn't matter where you're getting your food from. It's going to have some degree of accidental mice poop, accidental moth, accidental cockroach, accidental ant, accidental this, accidental that. It's accidental. As long as you don't see it, just chop the food. Now that I have finished, by the way, this is the most beautiful way to put this is all, every type of food that you are going to eat is most likely 100 to 110% coming from grains. And grains, I know this is not something that we hear a lot. Grains are coming from farms. What do farms do? What do farms contain? Crops. They are run by farmers. Thank you. What do farmers do? They farm. Now let's go back to elementary biology. Every plant is having its predators. Every plant is eaten by one or two or more insects. So that means, the grains that is used in the processing of any type of packaged food is most likely to have an egg or two, an insect or two inside that grain. Now, imagine how slow the food processing industry would be if they will have to microscopically inspect each and every single grain one by one to make sure that they don't have some kind of egg or or some dead insect in there. That's impossible. So what they do is they just clean it and as much as possible, and then the rest we just cross our fingers and hope there is extra protein in there and not poison. So when you look at the food processing plants from that angle, you will understand that in terms of cleanliness and hygiene, there is absolutely zero difference between what you call traditional food and what you call a processed food, aka packaged food. And actually, there is a very huge difference. The huge difference is coming from the one that's processed and packaged is loaded with synthetic chemicals to give it a long life shelf span. One that gives you a lot of cancer, by the way. You're welcome. The one that's coming from the traditional meal, you're not producing it on a large scale, so you don't need a long life shelf span. So you just, pound your mahangu, eat it today, problem solved. And the next day, what do you do again? Pound again. So you don't have to keep adding all these preservative chemicals so that you can just last longer on the shelf, so you don't keep making the same thing over and over again. Because, that sucks for a business. I like to point that out because I want to punch the teeth out of everyone I keep hearing. Traditional food is just, it's just not mine. That's when I start questioning everything about our education systems. Like, okay, my God, our education system have failed here. I don't like traditional food. But I'm craving for pizza. Pizza is Italian tradition, you moron.
As point of correction, pizza is Italian tradition, you educated moron. A couple of minutes of violence. Now it's just the time for me to take a quick break, and then we'll come back on the other side and continue. And on the other side, we are going to, I'm going to start by congratulating Namibians. Okay, let me just do it. Congratulations, Namibian, because Sunday is known as, for the most part across Namibia. And I think it's more of a, I think it's even universal, like Sunday or more like weekends is, weekends. It's either barbecue if you are in the, you know, the American way, or capana here. So, because my mind now is just, never stops thinking, I was there thinking, how come there is no human meat capana? And believe it or not, now at this point, you are going nuts and going, oh my God, what did he do? Relax. I did not capana anyone. I didn't. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. I would be right next to Mulunga and Elindi there explaining. You go explain tire. But here's the thing. I decided to just find out if someone tried to chop mense. And, what happened to them? Boy, was I shocked to find out that, actually tried it. Some dozen. And before you start, going back to your documentaries, is not Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer, that was a psychological problem. He was a serial killer. It's not Jeffrey Dahmer type of cooking. Amazing. This was a funerary tradition. Ouch. So, just the FYI. I didn't capana anyone. So, go easy. Plus, we have a lot of cattle out there. So, the last thing I want is look at a person and go like, oh, yum, yum, yum. I look at, the other gender, like every straight guy, I look at the other gender and go, yum, yum, yum. But that means a different type of capana, not the single quarter one. Although they have, similarities, the single quarter ones is where you go and eat the beef capana after having the human one. Now, the beautiful part about the human capana is that, after that one, you and the capana, you both go together and eat the kettle capana. I think I should look into politics. I think I'm gonna kill it. Plus, most voters are Dahmer. And this is just the world over. Someone voted for Trump, for God's sake. So most voters are really dumb. So at this point, it's safe to say that, if I take the direction into politics, I think I may just be the next Elindi, having a good life, two wives, call each other sister. One of them is more involved in the business and the consequences of the business than the other. Man, guy is living my dream life. Not the cross-examination part. Oh, no, not that part. The before cross-examination life. That part. Let's take a break.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried? Ace. I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, and...
Hey, today is Sunday. It's weekend, so I don't have to take those types of breaks anymore. Now I can take these types of breaks. Africa is beautiful. You know one thing I like about it? You don't have to understand the language. Oh, that's coming from East Africa. Now, if you, anyone of you that have seen, you know, anyone of you that, because this song have been trending for a while now. So I think it's either, I think it's coming out of, you know, Kenya or Tanzania. So, it's a, you know, it's a very motivational song. So, let's just take a couple of minutes of, you know, let's just take a couple of minutes of, you know, of the translation that's coming out. Of the translation that's coming out of it. Engolong osirwa. Engolong esirwa. Engolong osirwa. Assuming that I haven't insulted the entire East African, you know, countries. Let's move on. Right, with a good song, we reveal our faces. A joyful day it is. With a good song, we reveal our faces. A joyful day it is. What? That's one wonderful language. Really? That's what he said here? Oh man, hey, Italian is romantic, hey, French is... That's a sign that you don't know your continent, because this continent is full of, Lord, oh Lord, a lot of wonderful languages. He who created the universe blessed this day, oh dear Lord. I'm
Let's joyfully sing and rejoice as we dance and celebrate. Sure, let's go with that. But that's one of my favorite songs that I've been listening to for a while and now, and it's everything is, you know, traditional dance, traditional culture, just Africans being Africans. And then I watch some of the music videos coming out of Africa. Yeah, someone is standing next to an AI generated Aston Martin like Rick Ross. I'm like, oh, for the love of God, no, don't do that. Just scroll that. Go and shoot your video at the kettle post. You know, in your traditional tie with your kettle at the back. The kettle in the background. Whew. My God, the English language. Kettle at the back, that's a bad idea. Really, 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 really bad idea. Not just practically, but also morally. And, Now, moving on. That was, Ongolo. Not Okongo. Mm-mm. Ongolo. Osirwa. Not Okongo and Osire. This is a different language. Ongolo. Osirwa. I think it's coming out of the Maasai, area. It's a very wonderful song. Moving on. Let me, put a pause on that and, ruin your day again with another one. So, let's look at what led me down the rabbit hole of thinking, oh my, okay, why there is no human, Capernaum. Before you start thinking that I'm a cannibal, oh no, first of all, I'm not that dumb. Second of all, that meat would be very difficult to morally source, even if it was delicious, without the consequences I'm here to explain today. You see, it has been pointed out, though, through science, that, first of all, sexually keeping it in the family is a bad idea. Now, the Spanish Habsburg, royal family, the Habsburg family found out the hard way that, procreating with the closely blood relatives is a bad idea. There is actually a 200-year history that explains that, but that's a story for another day. But then it was also pointed out that, by science, again in the 1950s, that turning your fellow humans into capana is a bad idea, not only morally, but also biologically. Now, there's this disease that was very common. This disease was called, Kuru disease. You see, the Kuru disease is something that did not, it existed. It's just that, the name that we know today, aka Kuru, is coming out of the very same tradition, the same traditional practice of a tribe coming out of Papua New Guinea. Now, this is where I also have to dive into explaining, behind we have many guineas, just like how many guineas we know. There are two guineas that we find in West Africa. Not Central, West Africa. Equatorial Guinea. It's in the name.
It's Equatorial Guinea is because of its equatorial location. It's in the equator, like Central Africa type of equator. That's where we find Equatorial Guinea. Now, the side of Ghana, Nigeria, and Burkina Faso, that part, that part of West Africa, which is more often what's referred to, what comes to mind every time we say West Africa. But, Namibia is in West Africa. Mozambique is in East Africa. Madagascar, where our president is today, is in East Africa. So now anyway, you have Equatorial Guinea that's in the equator. And then you have two Guineas. You have two Guineas in West Africa. Also in West, not West Central, like Northwest Africa. Now, the two Guineas are differentiated by their two different capital cities. There's Guinea-Conakry, because Conakry is the capital city, and there's Guinea-Bissau, because for that Guinea, Bissau is the capital city. Now, on the other side of Australia, you have Papua New Guinea, is a different type of Guinea. And then now, if you just look into someone's, mini bar or alcohol cabinet, you will find a different type of maybe, is that Guinea or gin? Speaking of gin, now you have genes in your blood, now you have genes in your body and genes on you if you are wearing a pair. My God, English sucks. Now, let's take a listen to one of the, melodious traditional music coming out of Papua New Guinea from the Mamuna tribe. Guys, I don't care what you say, but nothing beats tradition. Like, no musical instrument, but the voice is just melodious. And before you start saying, oh, women are very good singers, that's my gender representing us all the way from Papua New Guinea. Now, coming back to Kapana. The immoral type that I'm not recommending, not by a long shot, not in this life, not in million lives if I was to come back and relive over and over again. Although, I'd pick a different, line of work. Because this one can get your teeth punched out like really fast. Now, here's the thing. In the 1950s, Papua New Guinea, that's the song that you just heard is coming from south, from a tribe known as the Mamuna tribe. And they are black just like you, and me. Now, but if you are one of those people that is using Kerolite, you are out of, you are a disgrace to your blackness. Nonsense. Now, here's the thing. In the very same place, it's a multi-tribal area, just like you have Namibia. You have the Mamuna tribe, and one of the tribe that was known for turning their dearly deceased into Kapana were the Fore tribe, or the Four tribe, if you want to go the Western pronunciation. Now, the Fore tribe believed that, the transition into the other, realm, when you die, it happens. But the thing is, the people that live, when they die, they have, all the demons that they have in them, where they go escape. And when they escape, they are going to, they are going to escape before they will before they transition in that, before they get to their destination in the afterlife, where those demons will be secured so that they don't come back again. Now, here's the interesting part of it though. They believed that, the only way to solve this problem is, that when one of us kicks the bucket,
we just go, oh my God, you were so young. Like when one of us kicks the bucket, well, most of us go, oh my God, he was so young. I was just with him last week. I didn't know he was eating his last ice cream. My God, he so said, well, when is the funeral? But for these guys, one of them died. It was like, okay, well, he was so young. Okay, now you get the salt, I'll get the grill. And they didn't say that. They didn't say that. But anyway, so they believed that, cooking and chopping the dearly departed, you can just imagine how much graves these guys have, if they even have one. Really? Because now I'm thinking, usually, at someone's funeral, innocent animals, like cattle and goats, are killed to be eaten at someone's funeral while the dearly departed is in the, is in the mortuary. But, it turns out in Papua New Guinea, the dearly departed makes part of the menu for his funeral. Well, the practice is not being practiced anymore because it was, scientists told them in the 1950s that was a bad idea because, the men mostly ate the flesh. The men mostly ate the flesh. Now, women and children, let's just stick with women here. Women, mostly, the brain of the dearly departed was strictly reserved for women. And there was a cultural explanation for that. They believed that, all the bad spirit that the dearly departed have or had, they're all in his brain. They had a point there, if you ask me. And the only gender with the right equipment and technical know-how to contain these bad spirits is a woman. Therefore, men, you can eat anything on this poorly, dearly departed guy. What the heck they do with their private parts? But anyway, this is just my mind just, going bananas. Like, really? Come on! So, the brain was eaten by strictly women. Now, the thing is, the women, now when they were chopping the brain of the dearly departed, they took some of the pieces to basically feed to the children. I mean, it's very... Mother of the year, ladies and gentlemen, mother of the year. Of all things you can feed your kids, brain, really? Jeez. If you thought you were a terrible mother, at some point there was a mother out there who thought that, feeding the baby, the brain of their dearly departed uncle was a brilliant idea. Called it culture, tradition. But if you look in all our traditions, this is all of us across the planet. Just if you look, if you just look in the history of your tradition, you will find that there were practices that were practiced in your tradition that you are just glad they don't practice it anymore because just what the heck was that? I have a list. I have a laundry list of things that I am so glad in our culture. We don't do it anymore because, so because of this belief, the thing is, it turns out you and I, we have this type of protein. Actually, it's not fully understood. It's some type of faulty protein, if you can call it that. They call them prions. Now, the thing is, they are folded incorrectly. Now, one thing you have to understand about the human body is that it's so sophisticated, we don't even understand fully how it works. We're still learning more and more every day about how the human body works. We have no clue for the most part. So, these prions, we all have them. And it's one of those reasons you are told to, properly cook your... Actually, it's not one of those reasons why you are told to properly cook your meat, because
prions are basically indestructible. Scientists are still trying to figure out if prions are even, if they're even living cells, because they are devoid of DNA. That's a fancy private school word I picked up, or, you know, it's my private school words. Devoid of, basically, it's a fancy way of saying they don't have DNA. Now, it's kind of difficult to describe something that doesn't have DNA as a living thing. Everything that is living have DNA. Prions don't. And the thing is, anyone that's infected with prions is going to end up, having some, it attacks the brain and basically, making a lot of proteins in your body to misfold in the very same way that it is. Now, the problem is that leads to the brain developing a lot of holes like a sponge. So when that happens, it's basically disrupting the connection between between the brain cells. And that can cause all kinds of problems. The thing is, it was known as the laughing death disease, because before the victims died, more often, most of them would burst into a laughter, just literally laugh themselves to death. Not laugh themselves because of, short Kavango comedian nice jokes from Eagle FM, but no, they would literally laugh themselves to death because, well, they are not themselves anymore. Your head is a very important part of you. The brain, for those of you that are familiar with the term thinking. Now, what would happen was anyone that, this condition or this disease could be in hibernation for 20 to 30, 40 years. But when it showed up, it meant instant death. I'm still thinking though, but the thought of making a guy part of the menu at his funeral, yo.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile...
Welcome back. So, long story short, scientists discovered that there was a type of cause of death that was just was only observed within this specific tribe. Other tribes did not suffer from it. It was mostly from their tribe. So scientists decided to do autopsy type of examination. They took what scientists thought were, samples to go and test in a lab. But, the tribesmen, you can imagine, thought, they're just reducing, that's not taking our meat. But, they tested most of it, and then, they found that, after a long time of testing, scientists discovered that the reason why this tribe was suffering from this, this disease was because of their tradition, really bizarre tradition of eating their dead loved ones. Now, when it comes to human beings, it doesn't matter if you hate the dearly departed or not. It turns out human beings, a human eating another human generates a lot of, that is a bad idea. So, needless to say that the best way to avoid Kuru disease The best way to avoid Kuru disease that will, you know, that will turn your brain into a sponge is very easy. All you just have to do is don't eat anyone. I would like to correct that part, especially the eating part, but then I'll get fired. But anyway, you know what I mean? Don't cook and eat anything outside of cooking. Go nuts. So let's take a break with a ghetto child. Yeah, as soon as you heard me sitting here on Sunday, you're gonna hear it.
All the ghettos around the world. Like this. Get a fabulous joke. Shut
all
it.
The children say, I'm a ghetto child. I'm a ghetto child.
Check it out.
There's a world out there that I want to see. There's a man that I'm destined to be. I won't be stopped by the ghetto streets. I believe inside that I can't be beat. This life could be a ball and chain if you let yourself get caught in the game. I had some friends who were drugs for dope, but I don't intend to go down that road.
Just because I'm a ghetto child, I won't live down to your expectations. Just believe that a ghetto child can rise to the highest elevation. No, that I'm a ghetto child, but I can see the best in me.
One day I'm gonna change the world, make a better place for every boy and girl. Everyone in need, homeless families, have a place to sleep and food to eat. I'll take every gun off the street so another tear won't be shed in grief. And every thug in every hood, I will make them change from bad to good.
I believe that it can be done, gotta start somewhere. And I'm that one.
All the children say, children say,
I can see the best in me.
Welcome back. Just because I'm a ghetto child doesn't mean I'm not gonna make it. I'm just gonna soldier through with my ghetto-ness.
Whatever happened to this type of music?
Now, every song is about, I will take it to my room and do all this unspeakable. Can you just sing about motivating people to live? And you know what? Musicians, as soon as they left motivating people in their songs and went straight very explicitly sexual, guess what happened? They created a whole new industry of motivational speakers. So they just decided, and you guys are abusing it, by the way. I'll just give you an example of one radio station owner. I don't want to mention any names. Now, it's a good thing he's not a motivational speaker. Because I can picture him going, I started that radio station with just one USB cable. Last time I said that, he didn't end well. Actually, I don't think he heard it when I said that. And we are not talking about anyone in particular. 8 minutes past the hour of 12. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap Comedy with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of Ian Ear. That's lunchtime. And I guess Baya broke. Ekev ni lunch money ni. And the deng is ni hoot. Aye man. I feel like if I keep up with these Afrikaans, I'm going to win a tender in the Ministry of Health. Until, Minister of Health was like, hey, from now on, we're just going straight to, we're just going straight procurement. We are not getting anyone, we want to eliminate the middlemen. We are going to eliminate the middlemen. And I found an article on social media about that, and I couldn't help but ask I like the comment section, so I just went through, and a lot of people were like, excellent, this is a brilliant idea. I'm like, okay. Now, again, I like to point this out. I'm not an expert, but I like to draw patterns. Our Minister of Fisheries and Marine Resources, when it was still a ministry, the fish rod thing. You know how they managed to pull that off? Is because of near unlimited ministerial power. So, as much as you like to think that eliminating middlemen in the procurement process is a brilliant idea, if everything can be done by the minister, sooner or later you are going to have an opportunist type of minister who will just pull like another fish rod on us, because they will have a lot of ministerial power. If you're going to give a minister that level of power, you're going to have to make sure that they have a lot of restrictions and a lot of oversight. Otherwise, well, every procurement will have a rot next to it. Again, it doesn't matter anything, that any method that you're going to adopt of doing things. There is not a method out there that will not have good and bad. Any method you are going to adopt in procurement, for example, is going to come with pros and cons. Take, for example, procurement with middlemen now, if you look at the procurement now, like the way that it works right now, it's actually, the setup, at least on paper, is a very, it's one of those things that I admire. The ministries themselves, instead of doing the procurements themselves and vetting all the company that they should give a tender to procure stuff for them, they don't have to worry about that. That's where the Central Procurement Board comes in. That's literally what they do. It's in the name, Central Procurement. Instead of the Ministry of Health spending the whole time vetting which company is qualified to procure which medicine, they just, they do contribute somehow, but it's not their sole responsibility. That's a lot of work. So that every ministry, Minister of Health, Agriculture, Mines, and they can just focus on the mandate of the ministry. So, the procurement nightmare is just centralized. I know we're talking about decentralized, but if you look at it that way, that one now has its own advantages and disadvantages. Advantages, it has the power is spread across the board. So oversight and accountability and everything makes it easy to detect. Don't ask me about fish rod. Don't ask the agency why they didn't figure that out in 2019. We had to learn from that from Al Jazeera.
Now they are giving Sankwasa a nightmare. To be fair, he started it. Now, so this one is not on pause, no. Moving on. If you take, for example, in everything procurement, if you eliminate the, you know, if you eliminate, you know, take, for example, you get rid of the central procurement board and you eliminate, every, you know, any need for the middlemen, and you just wanna, want the minister to call all the shots. Well, guess what? The guy that knows a guy that knows a guy that knows the minister will keep getting the tender. Publicly, they'll be saying what we've been hearing in the NAMCO bail application. I know him as a colleague, but, I don't know him, personally. But he gave you his car for a test drive. Someone, what type of colleagues do you, I must be working in a wrong company with the wrong colleagues. So you're telling me there are colleagues out there that will give you their car for a test drive? Yo, where can I find these colleagues? Because mine here, well, they show up with their cars and they know very well I have a Toyota that I keep driving to work every day. But they, not a single one of them have said, you wanna take my ride for a stroll? There's one that I've always wanted to take for a stroll. A multi-million dollar. It's a Lexus SUV. Man, that thing. I'm not going to mention any names. But anyway, it's a brilliant, it doesn't matter who does the procurement, whether you're using middlemen or not using middlemen. Someone is, bottom line is, people are still involved. In other words, someone is always going to be drunk on power and they will start abusing that power. It doesn't matter if you eliminate middlemen or not. Abuse of power is going to be there, which is why I'm a huge advocate of oversight. Yep. Oversight. The only way to do it. Even that is not impervious. Now, then there's something that took place in Comasdal. I'm told there was some kind of a gang-related, squabble. Now, that squabble is not much of a problem that, for me. I know, well, gangsters, I'm not a gangster, so I'm just too nice for that, I've been told. Now, here's the thing. I was listening to how the media was reporting on this, a group of gangs, that was, armed with, machetes and, rocks. And, stones. That can't tell the difference. And then they started vandalizing cars to the point where they ended up, I think they showed up at a guest house and vandalized a car of someone that, at least they thought was a car of someone they were teaching a lesson, whatever lesson that was. Wow. I don't want to participate in this gang-related world. Wait, that's how you guys warn each other? Jesus, okay. Look, in my world, we just tell you, call each other, and then the management will just call and tell you, well, Helmut, we've noticed that you have been coming late for work. That's unacceptable behavior. You're going to sign a warning, and if this happens again, you can sign another one. We're gonna be forced to, to let you go. I like warnings like that. Not when I'm being approached by more than 10 guys wielding guns and machetes and rocks. That's not a warning. That's, those type of warnings took place, in the history of Christianity with that guy called Stephen. Actually, that type of warning was this close to be given to one woman, according to the Gospels. And then, our Lord and Savior to the rescue. So, the gang world, definitely not mine. Now, and here's the thing though. If you are part of a gang, and you are told, let's go for a fight, everyone has a gun, everyone has a panga, someone has a knife, And the best you can go for is a stone? Really? I've heard of don't take a knife to a gunfight, but you're taking a stone to a gunfight? At this point, I'm beginning to question, you know, I'm beginning to think this whole gangster life is not your thing. Look, all those guys that showed up with pangas and guns and now, you see, those guys, gangster life must be their thing because they know the world they're living in. They know the type of equipment that is needed for that world. But if you show up to a gang fight with a stone, are you kidding? I'm resigning the next day. Actually, I'm not participating if I don't own, any of these. A stone to a gang gunfight. Yoo-hoo. Guys, see, some of you, your calling is to be a priest. This whole gang thing is not your thing. Look, the reason why I like what I do is because I have, I early on in my life discovered that, anything that involves violence is not my thing. I don't even have a straight face. I'll start laughing in the middle of a gang fight because of how funny someone is gonna fall. That's me. So if you can just find something that is just a, you know, something that can resonate with your character, that's what you are meant to do. I was listening to that and I started going, the report was that, a group of more than 10 gang members. Yeah. And they were armed with, they're armed with guns, knives, I think, or pangas. I don't know. But the stones part took me out. Like, you are part of a gang. You can't even afford a knife. I have one question. Why are you in the gang? Is it a family business? Because if it is, find another family. But the part that I found interesting, is how, is how the word armed was used. These guys were armed with machetes, guns. I'm not sure about the machetes though. I'm sure about guns. They were armed with firearms and stones. At this point, I'm thinking, hang on a second. Someone can be armed with a stone. I swear, just hear me out. I thought being armed is having a gun. Until I listened to those reporting and then I heard armed with stones. I was like, hang on a second. I have a question for the security cluster. So, when you all are driving around in cars that are written armed response, that does not automatically mean armed with guns. It could mean armed with an okapi. It could mean armed with a couple of stones, armed with gravel, armed with pebbles. Now, imagine signing up for the protection of your property. Hiring a company to protect your property. And they show up with a car that is written on the side, armed response. You look at that and automatically assume, that must mean armed with guns. And only for a bunch of guys to break in your heart. And then, Namibia Protection shows up. With rocks in their hands, where are the thieves? Why are you guys carrying rocks? Technically we are armed. Please say, where are the thieves? But they have guns. When I signed up with your company, I thought you guys had guns because, it literally said armed response on the side of your car. At this point, every owner of a security company is gonna go, hand me a dictionary. Here's the thing. The word armed does not necessarily mean I have a gun. I did not know that. Now, if you are listening, and you know someone that is, that owns a security company, and they have one of those cars that is, one of those marketing genius things. Armed response does not mean we are going to come with guns. It can also mean we are only going to show up with, you know, with Swiss Army knives, you know, flip knives, Okapi. And actually that makes a lot of sense. I have seen some of the guns that the security guys are given. That thing doesn't even look like a gun. At this point, I think those guns are funnier than most of my jokes. Not all of them, of course. I'm a genius. But, those guns. It looks like, the owner of the company's kindergarten kid made this thing. You know, for a school project. And, it scared a bunch of teachers and, the security, company owner was like, hang on a second. Son, can you make 5 more of those? I need them for my company. Now, there's one thing I know about, criminals. There are poachers that were arrested, I think it was earlier this year, the side of Tsumkwe. Those guys were carrying, they had a sniper rifle that you can't just walk in any gun shop and buy, even in the US where they can easily buy, guns come with everything. Buy chips. Can I have, a 9mm next to it? Can I have my popcorn with a Beretta M4? Those are two different guns. When thieves are going to do something illegal, they are coming armed to the teeth. There's an English expression called armed to the teeth. Means they are heavily armed. It's not that they have their guns and they're carrying them with their teeth. No, that's not what, it's not literally. Now, I'm sitting there going, so, when I become rich and I buy a house and I hire a security company to protect my house, I want them to show me their guns first. I don't care if they are, if it says armed response on their cars or their uniforms. I want to see the guns. And to make sure that they are not something that they just hired for a PR, I want to visit different, different places or, different clients of those security, of that security company to find out, or the ones with houses that have been broken into to find out, how was the response from this company? Did they show up with real guns? If the answer is yes, I'll sign up with them. If it says, well, they just showed up here and then they ran away and then they came back with stones, I'm like, oh, it's one of those armed response. Like, hey, we're not gonna do this. That's, that's the part that, that's the part that made me go, holy cow. So, these guys that were running around saying, I thought it was only I thought lying was a politician's only thing and a little bit of comedies, but lying was a politician's thing. It turns out armed response can mean we could be armed with guns. We could be armed with okapis. We could be armed with, well, just our arms. I mean, we have arms. I thought arms was short for ammunition. It turns out, nope. That's not what it means. It's not short for anything. It's just arms, like hands, arms.
cheese. Okay. Electricity. Now it's just time for me to switch from I'm the response to making fun of I'm gonna stay into politics.
I feel like for real, boy. Electricity, my body different pia. Till infinity, steady on a different beat. Life is not that deep, it's all about the energy.
Life is not that deep, it's all about the energy. One step at a time. One step at a time. One joke at a time. And if you are corrupt, you know, one transaction at a time. Don't just, take a lot of money and then deposit it all. One thing we have learned from the NAMCO bail hearing is that if you are going to chop money, whether that money is chopped questionably or just, business type of money, don't deposit the money in your bank account shortly after signing, after signing a big contract. No, don't do that. It turns out it can raise a lot of red flags. I'm taking notes. Just in case you guys don't laugh at my jokes enough for me to be rich and I decide to switch to politics, at least I know what to do and what not to do. Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking one for the team. I'm talking about the NAMCO guys.
My mentality. Now you make it my body. Body go boost.
Na mentality go make a man worthy, not his height. It doesn't matter how tall he is. It doesn't matter how short he is. He's a good guy, Savannah. Oh, that went south really fast. Yeah, good guy. He's a good guy. It doesn't matter if he's a comedian. Even better, comedians are the best.
You know everything I do is nobody else concerned.
Love is very sweet, but first you must get mula na poverty.
Love is sweet, but if you don't get mula na poverty will make you worry. Now, worrying is not something good. If you are worried all the time, remember that hormone that I mentioned earlier, cortisol, it takes a toll on your body, which is why people that are very, loaded have been known to be terrible in bed. Why? Because they're always worried about stock exchange and all this and how the business is doing. But broke people, not just any broke people. You are looking for someone who is broke
and they have accepted the fact that they are broke. That means it doesn't worry them anymore. Now, those are the people that you are looking for. Those are the guys you are looking for. Because I don't know how it goes with women, but ladies, I can give you the best advice. Get a broke guy. If they are broke, they are kavango and a comedian, even better. Oh dear. Love is very sweet. But first you must get imula. Na poverty. So the president is in Madagascar, and from the look of things, you have a bunch of guys that are gathering there. It's a whole SADC thing that they have going on there. This is not monsoon season, right? Okay, do they have monsoons? Or look, we don't have these things in Namibia. No. There's one video that had been trending for a while now. I'm an avid social media user. So, I think this was a Ugandan boy about eight or nine years old, somewhere 8, 9 or 10. So he was asked what he would like to become when he grows up. He said something like, what he wants to do is to climb the power structure of the African continent until he gets to the African Union. And the reason behind that is not there to chop money, but if that comes even bonus. But the reason why he wants to do that is so that he can ask the people at the African Union one question. The organization was founded in the 1960s. They have been talking since the 1960s. What the heck have they been talking about? Like, what? Like, at this point, any organization can be asked that question. What is it that they've been talking about? Like, a lot of people would say, well, I don't see it. I don't get it. Especially if you are broke. You're most likely to ask those questions. I don't get it. And you have that event going on, but that's something that just started and social media is going bananas with him. But the most important thing, oh man. Un momento.
I've held it all inward, God knows I've tried. It's an awful awakening in a country boy's life. To look in the mirror in total surprise. The hair on my shoulders and the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my life, it should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, it should have made you a gentleman's wife. Of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in the hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing
in these jeans. Amanda, light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Don Williams, Amanda, 1975. That's a cover, though, but I still like that. I mean, it's a sorry, dude, but I just, you know, like that. You know, but fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life. Country music. Yeah, nice. But that's not my favorite. Before I get to, you know, before I wrap up with one of the news that actually got me and my FYP was flooded with, Putin is meeting Trump, Putin is meeting Trump, Putin is... And then they met. And then what came of it? Well, no deal, huh? Well, what the heck was the hype for? But that's just geopolitics. More on that, I just wanna, you know, fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. When it comes to music, I listen to all kinds of music, and that's I do a classical music, believe it or not. So yeah, I do a classical music, country, and sometimes I just like to go a full African. But have you noticed that the older you grow, the more you begin to enjoy the music that your parents were listening to, and you called it boring? I don't know if it's just me. Now I'm just listening to this, and I'm reminded again that I'm from the 90s, so maybe it's, you know, the type of music. The older you grow, the more it also becomes I don't know. It's just one of those things of I need something 90-ish. Oh yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, joining you this wonderful afternoon is your one and only comedian / partly DJ. Yep. Did you know that's not how I get fired. Let me just stick to this, because once my mind takes takes the dirty direction, it goes very stage comedy-ish. So now I have to sort of like keep it on a leash. So let's just go to your new boyfriend is ugly. It turns out that's a real song. Like, how bad was that relationship? Or in other words, tell me, how petty are you? But before we get to that, your new boyfriend is ugly. Let's just get this whole excitement out of the way. In Anchorage, Alaska, this week, a lot of excitement was like all focus was on Anchorage, Alaska this week. And everyone was like, what the heck is going on there? What are they going to talk about? What are they going to talk about? Putin is meeting President Trump. One thing I liked about that meeting is that, just basically went to show who is in charge in the West. Partly. Now, let me explain why. Okay, first of all, Putin is one of those guys that has been quoted saying that, when it comes to Western politics, don't look at the president. Presidents comes and goes. There is a central part of power that doesn't change. AKA the lobbyists, not the voting for the most part. It's the lobbyist decides who occupies the office. In other words, the lobbyists are funded. Who funds them? By quote unquote donors. You can find a bunch of words. So now if you follow the money, you are going to find that, a lot of private interest, pays money to lobbyists. And then those lobbyists basically, give that money to politicians. And then those politicians, use that money to reach people for their campaign. And then when they get voted, when they get to office, guess who they vote for? Guess whose interest they prioritize? Not the voter, but the lobbyist. More like, the private entities. It's not rocket science. So, I think it's safe to say that when Putin got to Alaska, before he even left the country, he knew that, he was not negotiating with Donald Trump. He was negotiating with Donald Trump's campaign contributors. Donald Trump was just a microphone. That's how geopolitics work. You're welcome.
All eligible Namibian voters who missed out on last year's registration of voters, do not despair. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025 in preparation for the 2025 regional councils and local authority elections. The Electoral Commission of Namibia encourages all Namibian citizens who reside in local authority areas to register if they meet the requirements. To register, simply bring proof of your identity, age, and Namibian citizenship. To register for local authority elections, ensure you have proof of residence for the last 12 months. Not able to prove your residency in a local authority? Don't worry. You can confirm your residency by way of a sworn affidavit at the registration point. A right not exercised is a privilege wasted. Do not neglect your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before.
You were holding his hand. We only been broken up for about a week and a half. Now I'm not jelly, I'm just telling you, you left me for him. But something looked peculiar and I was noticing. Your new boyfriend is ugly, and I'm glad that he is. Why don't y'all go get married and have some ugly kids? When I was with you, didn't treat me right, and I was good to you. Your new boyfriend is ugly. I'm kinda glad that it's true.
Come on, somebody. Hey! That boy's still ugly. Woo!
said all that I wanted was just to drive my truck, watch that ESPN and do some crappie fishing. Well, yeah, pretty much.
I ain't gonna lie.
Now I'm not jelly, I'm just telling you, you were winning with me. But something looked peculiar. Now everybody can see your new boyfriend is ugly, and I'm glad that he is. Why don't y'all go get married and have some ugly kids? When I was with you, didn't treat me right, and I was good to you. Your new boyfriend is ugly. I'm kind of glad that it's true. I'm not the one for dinner.
Well, the kids didn't have anything to do with it. Could you just said your new boyfriend is ugly without involving the kids in, but just hope, you know, maybe the heartbreak was that bad. But Donald Trump and Putin, all the hype was just waste of time. But, well, that's something that I expected. Because why? Because I knew that Putin was going there going, oh dear Lord, I'm going to negotiate with someone again, and I'm going to be let down again. Now, you have to understand that who is this guy? When Bill Clinton was president, Putin and Bill Clinton met, and Putin's proposal was that can Russia join NATO? Well, Bill Clinton was like, let me get back to you on that. But I think there's a possibility of that. I can assure there's a possibility, but I'll still get back to you. He came back with, no, we can't do that. I'm sorry, we can't. You know why? It's because his campaign contributor told him, no, if we are going to launder money, we are going to need an enemy. Now, in 2011, that's when, look, 1935, US Marine Corps, general, Smedley Butler said, well, war is a racket. For you to sell guns, you need to tell people there is a war going on that you need to fight. Now, for you to justify that war, you need an enemy. Now, if Russia joined NATO, it'd be very difficult to say, well, Russia is this evil guy that we have to. Now, don't get me wrong. You have to understand that for all the billionaires that helped fund, Putin's rise to power, they quickly learned that, the political model in the US cannot be duplicated in Russia, at least not with Putin in power. Now, here's one thing that, that's one thing that keeps taking me to Machiavelli. Power is not for nice people. That's one very hard reality. Power is not for nice people. You can't get in the world of power and be nice. You're going to be eaten for breakfast. In other words, the hard fact about power is, if you want to last longer in power, you don't have a choice. You are going to have to be ruthless. Not ruthless as in a genocidal maniac. No. You are going to make hardcore decisions. Oh my God, you're going to go to war. So, I'm going to stick to comedy on this one. So, old is gold.
Thank you.
4 minutes to the hour of one before I run away, unfortunately, for those of you that are enjoying my music this weekend. When you hear me playing that music, if you hear me playing John McCallum, just know that, well, I'm homesick and I miss my dad. Because that's his favorite music. I listen to that music like growing up. And it's it takes me back to the time when I was a kid, you know, when I didn't have a beard and I didn't have to worry about rent and stuff. A rent-free life was very nice. But for some reason, we kept complaining, oh, no, you know what, I just want to be grown up and then get out of this house because there are too many rules. And then we grew up and got out of the house and realized that living in a house without rules is going to come with things called water and electricity bills. And now the fridge is on you. Now you have to do your own washing. Then it was like, can I go back again? Mother Nature's like, actually, that's not how it works. Once you are grown, you just keep growing. On the bright side, you get to get laid. Sorry. Let's squeeze in one.
Thank you.
for those of you that like to say, no, there's no difference between white people and black people. Now, more often you look at that more of, you know, from a negative standpoint. Oh, well, this one's, no, just look at the positive part. Just look at the positive part. There's a huge difference. That's black music. This is white people music. Point correction, white people with money music. To dance to that. You see, in Africa, we shake the energy, and the only way to do that is with this. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a short story of why black people have rhythm and white people don't. I thought the story was going to be long. It turns out it's really short. So, like this piece. That's from 1915, The Planets by Gustav Holst. Now it's a masterpiece in classical music. One of the masterpieces in classical music. Actually, it's one. Well, it's my favorite. It's that and Chariots of Fire. So the thing is, you know, when I want now, when I'm preparing to go to a fancy restaurant, that's the music I listen to. You know, to get into the people with money vibe. I know I'm broke as heck, but you know, get into people with money vibe. But when I'm going to Tura Pakapana, we are just going to the booty on this one. Only at Namibian artist I know who is allergic to wearing t-shirts. And with the summer coming, I feel like we're at that point where in Namibia we must replace the word summer with, you know, tata booty, so that kids in school will be going, four seasons of the year, winter, autumn, tata booty, and spring. Now I have to go. But. Un momento.